A tropical storm barrels through Mozambique's flood zone. Believers stand ready. Another Christian dies in an Eritrean jail. And computer failure delays a Bible project. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands are displaced after Tropical Storm Fabio stormed the shores of Mozambique, a country already devastated by flooding. World Vision's Liv Sato, speaking from Mozambique, says
120,000 people were displaced from their homes, 50% of whom were children. And the Zambezi Valley is completely waterlogged, and people are stuck on patches of dry land. And given that it's the rainy season, it's likely that they'll be there for at least another month, maybe longer.
World Vision is providing humanitarian aid. While there are secular organizations helping, World Vision is assisting for one reason.
It comes out of a commitment to Christ. Christ always had a heart for the most vulnerable, and I think the staff in World Vision have that as their starting commitment.
Pray that the staff will be able to communicate that commitment. Pray also that the media will draw attention to the disaster. Go to our website to help. Next, the story of Mago Solomon Samiri has come to an end. 4.5 years after the Eritrean regime jailed him for worshiping in a banned Protestant church, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniel confirms his death while still in jail.
He was a young Eritrean Christian, aged 30, and died in a military jail in the southern port of Assab. He was sick with pneumonia, and I can assure you that he was being brutally treated by the military authorities in that southernmost part of Eritrea.
More than 2,000 Eritrean believers have been jailed solely for practicing their faith. Samiri is the third known Christian to die for his faith in Eritrea since October.
I would be cautious to put it as escalation because it came kind of in a time frame distance, but still, it just shows the brutal treatment of Christians still being perpetrated by local officials in the military jails. We have to still continue to pray for the body of Christ in Eritrea.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Partnership, that's the key word in the outreach philosophy of Book of Hope International's work in Bulgaria. The Bulgaria director of the Book of Hope, Dmitry Todorov, says because Bulgaria is part of the European Union, partnering is the only way they're able to access school children.
We use the access local churches have because of their charitable work to access to different orphanages, schools, and rural areas in the cities. We're accessing the schools and the orphanages without actually having a permit.
Todorov says it's legal and done with the permission of the local government. Last year, they handed out almost 260,000 books of hope. He says involvement by 700 local churches has had an obvious side benefit.
We had more than 20,000 new attendants in the churches. They have not joined the church, but they have visited the local churches. We're not aware of how many decisions for Christ have been made.
Funding for this project and the dubbing of the Godman motion picture is needed. Meanwhile, Slava Gospel Association is excited to see the growth in a recent project in Central Asia. A North American partner helped provide funding to work in a new orphanage. In this new Orphans Reborn location, workers from a local evangelical church have had an opportunity to work with disabled children. Through regular visits, Christians forge new friendships and share the gospel with the children. As the community sees this, it helps build more evangelistic bridges. And Wycliffe Associates reports a team working on an Asian language Bible video had a setback. The computer where they were storing the Old Testament portion of the script just crashed, delaying the project's deadline. The video project they're working on gives an overview of the Bible. Pray for protection over both the people and the equipment in this project. Pray too that the Bible video will soon be available to speakers of this language. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on our broadcast today or would like to support this ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely online at missionnetworknews.org and receive a special gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.